thanks for downloading this podcast, produced especially for students studying health at Carmel Catholic High School. One of the goals of health class is to improve the health literacy of my students. Recently I was asked to describe what health literacy was, and I came up with the following. Health literacy is accessing, understanding, and applying health knowledge to make yourself, your family, and your community healthier. In this podcast, the eighth of our podcasts, I've turned things over to my students. I've got 7 emails asking for advice from various people, and I thought I'd ask my C class to provide some answers. After all, they've been studying health for quite a while now, so in many ways, I consider them health experts. Okay, so here's email number 1. Someone told me that autonomy is important if I want to have good mental, emotional health, but I don't know what it means. Can you help explain it, please?
Autonomy is making responsible, safe decisions. It is something that you need to apply to your everyday life in order to stay healthy and happy. So instead of going out to a party with drugs and alcohol, you can make a responsible, safe choice to stay home and study for a test in school. This would show that you are a very health literate person.
Nice answer from Ryan. I'll let Rachel answer the next one. I understand that abstinence can protect my physical health, but what role does it play in improving my mental health?
Abstinence is key to living a safe and healthy lifestyle. It affects your physical health and your mental health. By avoiding risky behavior, you are making yourself less stressed and more able to cope with safe activities. By having good mental health, it can help you with a safe and good physical health.
One of our previous podcasts dealt with stress, and I had students share different coping strategies for coping with stress. The senders of these next 2 emails obviously didn't listen to that podcast. What's a stressor? My brother causes me stress. Does he count as a stressor?
A stressor is something that causes a person stress. If your brother causes you stress, he is a stressor. Keep in mind, you might be stressed out about something else. And when your brother comes and asks you a question or says a statement, you become angry because your stress is already building. You might want to try using a coping strategy to deal with your stress. Some things to try are taking a nap, working out, taking a shower, listening to music, or hanging out with your friends.
Thank you to Jake for that answer. This next email came from a teacher. My students think I'm stressed. Tell them not to worry. When I get stressed, I take a break and smoke a cigarette. Sometimes a glass of wine takes the edge off my stress. I know that occasionally when I'm stressed, I skip breakfast, but a nice bowl of chocolate ice cream helps me get in a good mood. Tell me, who's stressed now?
You do appear to be stressed, but your ways of coping with it is not healthy. It is good you found ways to deal with your stress, but it is important to find healthy coping methods. Instead of smoking, which is a stimulant, or drinking, which is a depressant, you should try exercising or eating healthy to relieve your troubles.
Some good words of advice from Claire there. And remember, there is a stress podcast here on iTunes, so check that one out if you need more advice. I heard that mental disorders can be classified into 2 categories. Giving me an example of each, can you explain the difference, please?
There are 2 types of mental disorders, organic and functional. Organic mental disorders are caused by physical illness or injury. For example, concussions occur when someone has been in an accident or has harshly hit their head. However, functional mental disorders are psychological and have nothing to do with brain damage. These can be caused by heredity, stress, emotional conflict, abuse, or poor coping skills. An example of an organic mental disorder is epilepsy, which is sometimes caused by car accidents. A type of functional mental disorder is phobia, where the patient has a strong, irrational fear over common things.
Thank you, Mary Kate. 2 emails left to answer. I'll let Eric answer this one. I hate spiders. I hate them so much that I trap them and then feed them to my pet snake. Sometimes I pick them up and take them to the end of my garden just to confuse them. This means I'm definitely arachnophobic, doesn't it?
No, this doesn't mean you have arachnophobia. You have a slight fear of spiders. If you had arachnophobia, you would have a strong irrational fear of spiders. Also, you wouldn't be able to touch them. And if you did, you would start freaking out and maybe go hide somewhere.
Our final email deals with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'll let Kylie answer this one. My friend witnessed a horrible auto accident yesterday in the parking lot and had a nightmare last night. I'm concerned that they might suffer from PTSD. What symptoms should I be looking out for?
You don't need to worry about your friend, yet. PTSD takes about 6 months to develop symptoms. If your friend is having nightmares after only one day, he is probably just stressed about it. Symptoms of PTSD include insomnia, nightmares, anxiety, flashbacks, depression, drug or alcohol use, and problems with family or social life. If it keeps bugging him, tell him to see a therapist or talk to someone.
Thank you to the students from my C class. You heard Ryan, Rachel, Jake, Claire, Mary Kate, Eric, and Kylie. Before I sign off, I'll hand you over to David from the Ouch Club. That's the Opportunities to Understand Careers in Healthcare Club.
This is David, chairman of the Ouch Club. Just wanted to say that Ouch Club is for those students interested in pursuing medical careers and other various areas in the healthcare field. We have many speakers coming in to talk to us, such as chiropractors, surgeons, nurses, obstetrician, gynecologists, and various others. Please come and check us out.
Until next time, stay healthy.
Listen and gather round me, children.